Everyone repeat. It's a very beautiful one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking. My dear friend, the doorkeeper, where is Krishna, the Lord of my heart? Kindly show him to me quickly. With these words, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed the doorkeeper like a madman. The doorkeeper grasped his hand and replied very hastily, "Come see your beloved." May that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise within my heart and thus make me mad also. There is no purport of Srila Prabhupada to this verse, but there is a verse with translation and purport coming in a few verses. So when we come to that section, I will read Prabhupada's purport then. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Jagannath Puri. And this is in the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu manifested his pastimes in this world for 48 years, of which the first 24 years he displayed the pastimes in Navadvip as Nimai Vishwambhar. He appeared as Nimai. He was given the name Vishwambhar. Nimai Vishwambhar Mishra is his passport name. And then he became Nimai Pandit. After defeating all the scholars, very soon after initiation, he became Bhavuk Nimai. That phase of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where instead of defeating others by logic and reasoning, he was defeating and conquering everyone with his service attitude and his tears. The devotees couldn't believe in Navadvip that this transformation took place. That the greatest scholar who would walk around defeating people on the basis of grammar, vyakaran, and Naveen Nyay, or new logic, or sometimes even some other texts, Chanda Shastra, metrical compositions, poetic compositions, or sometimes even astrology, and so many wonderful parallel streams of Vedic knowledge. That same Nimai Pandit had now become a devotee. At the age of 24, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, Bhavuk Nimai, he accepted sannyas and he was given the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, lovingly called Mahaprabhu by the devotees. Then from the age of 24 to 30, 6 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled. And that's where on the holy banks of Godavari he met Ramananda Rai. And what a lovely meeting. What a beautiful meeting. We'll keep that for some other time. But whatever Mahaprabhu spoke with Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu is teaching us how intense we should be as devotees to attain our ultimate goal. This is called Prayojan Bodh. Prayojan means our ultimate goal, and Bodh means to be aware. It is described we should realign our compass 5 times a day. I was in one place where they were having prayers 5 times a day publicly. And at that time one devotee told me, this is actually a reminder that we should realign our compass 5 times a day to see, am I actually walking the path which will take me to my goal? Early in the morning at around 4:30, then at around 7:30, then maybe at around 12:30, then maybe again at around 4:30 in the evening, and maybe in the late evening at around 8:30. To see, in the last 3-4 hours, did I behave / misbehave? Did I act? Did I speak? Did I think? Did I aspire? Did I serve in a manner that will take me towards my ultimate goal? Am I actually moving the ship of my life according to the compass, the direction, which is Krishna Prem? This is called Prayojan Bodh. Mahaprabhu through his life teaches us how intense we should be in our bhajan. How intense. Raghunater bhajan jeno paashanero rekha. Raghunath Das Goswami's bhajan is described as lines on a rock, not lines on water. Because if you draw lines on water, what happens? With the first wave, it's there. With the second wave, it's gone. But Raghunater bhajan jeno paashanero rekha. Raghunath Das Goswami's bhajan, Srila Prabhupada writes in a purport I was reading the other day when we had the discussion on the holy name. That day I was reading the purport that Srila Prabhupada writes, Raghunath Das Goswami was so fixed up as far as Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibihi, the number of obeisances that has to be offered, the number of verses that have to be sung, the number of holy names that have to be chanted. And how would he do it? He would do it in the mood of service to the Vaishnavas. Raghunath Das Goswami would call out, Srila Rupa Goswami Padiki, and then offer obeisances. And then get up. Srila Sanatan Goswami Padiki, and then offer obeisances. So through his Bhav Samadhi, he was not doing planet fitness. He was not Gold Gym that he was doing, and nor was it Surya Namaskar. It was not a yogic act of the body. It was Atma Samarpan. It was complete surrender to the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. 3,000 obeisances every day. 2,000 to the Vaishnavas and 1,000 to Krishna. It was not simply a physical exercise. Dorbhyam padbhyam cha janubhyam urasa shirasa drusha manasa vachasa cheti pranamo ashtanga iritaha. An obeisance is counted to be an obeisance when there are 8 things that touch the floor. Dorbhyam padbhyam cha janubhyam. The hands have to touch the floor. The feet have to touch the floor. The knees have to touch the floor. Urasa, shirasa, drisha. The chest has to touch the floor. We're talking about Prabhuji's. So the sashtanga for the male-bodied devotees. So the hands have to touch the floor. The feet, the knees, the chest. Urasa, shirasa, the head. And drisha, one has to see the deity before offering obeisance. And then, so the 6th. And 7th, manasa. And then vachasa. Loud pranam mantra has to be chanted. And through the mind, one has to be in a prayerful mood. That this Vaishnava is in front of me. And I am offering obeisances, touching my head to his lotus feet. That's when one pranam is considered accepted. According to Hari Bhakti Vilas. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami would offer obeisances like this. Where did he learn all this from? Whom did he see and learn? Our Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the living embodiment of Tivra Bhajan. Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param is Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. What is that sadhan that he didn't perform? Start from Mahaprabhu appeared in a dham. He took his auspicious appearance on the banks of the Ganga. He bathed in the Ganga. He played in the Ganga. He appeared to such great Vaishnavas like Jagannath Mishra and Chachimata. He associated with so many great Vaishnavas. He went through Panditya in his childhood, studied all the Shastras, then taught us. It's not scholarship that's the way to get to Krishna. Not that we belittle scholarship, but if scholarship is the goal and devotional service to Vaishnavas in a humble mood is secondary, then something is wrong. If scholarship is dovetailed in a humble mood to serve the Vaishnavas, then it is accepted. Like Srila Jiva Goswami. Mahaprabhu then took Diksha, he did bhajan, he chanted all day and all night. He did privately, he did publicly. He did japa, he did kirtan in the house of Srivas, he also did public demonstration. Even when there was opposition through Chandkazi, he fought a battle. Showing that Vaishnavas are not coward. For this is called Taro Riva Sahishuna, ready to go against all odds. But never compromise on the principles of bhakti. That which is causing trouble to the other Vaishnavas, Mahaprabhu was ready to fight for it. Then, entering Grihastashram, later even taking sannyas, walking through all the pilgrimage places, Dham Pariyatan, going to Vrindavan, going to Srirangam, going to Jagannath Puri, bathing in all the kuns, what is that bhajan that Mahaprabhu did not do? And then after that, in the last 18 years of his manifest pastimes, living in Jagannath Puri, of which the first 6 years, Mahaprabhu was publicly dancing in the Rath Yatra and associating with so many Vaishnavas like Gadadhar Pandit, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, having darshan of Jagannath. Ishwarera darshan ara hari sankirtan, ratri raya swarup sane lila aswadan. During the daytime, he would have darshan of Jagannath. And at night time, when the pangs of separation would increase, he would have Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai next to him. And he would hold their hands and in their association, hear very confidential things that could be relished only in private. Apanar bhajanera katha na kahive jatha tatha. There is a siddhanta that Narottam Das Thakur has said, that one should never make a show of one's devotional practice. Therefore we will see Mahaprabhu in public, in the presence of, let's say, Prakashananda Saraswati, in the presence of the fruit of Gopi Geet is that we should have darshan of Krishna. What was I saying? I forgot. My heart rate went from something to something else. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has explained that one should never make a public display of one's devotional ecstasies. Mahaprabhu teaches us, look how wonderfully he interacts. When he is with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, there's a different interaction. When he is with Prakashananda Saraswati, there's a different interaction. When Mahaprabhu is with, let's say, Ishwara Puripad, when he is with Advaita Acharya, when he is with Paramananda Puri, when he is with Brahmananda Bharati, it's a different rasa. When he is with Gadadhar Pandit, it's a different mood. When he is with Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, it's a different mood. And when he is with Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar, it's a different mood. It teaches us a very important principle. It's not that we may or may not have the same intensity of intimacy with all Vaishnavas. There are those whom we love, and then there are those who love us. Then there are those whom we love to sit together and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam in public. But there may be those with whom you want to sit in a room and discuss Harikatha. And Mahaprabhu had Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar. Dear devotees, Mahaprabhu, in those last 12 years of his presence in this world, Mahaprabhu went through what is called as Divya Unmad or transcendental madness. All the 8 symptoms of transcendental ecstasy would burst out and sprout out like lotus flowers in the pond of Mahaprabhu's body. Kanchana sadrusha deha aruna vasan pulaka ashru kampa sveda tahate bhushan. When Mahaprabhu would dance in front of Jagannath, it was Radharani meeting Krishna at Kurukshetra. And therefore, in this verse today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri is holding the hand of the doorkeeper of the Jagannath temple. And what is Mahaprabhu asking? He's telling the doorkeeper, please show me my Krishna. How many of us would want to do that? When we go to a temple, we are all thinking of seeing the deity. How many of us pay attention to the doorkeeper? In fact, if the doorkeeper stops us, then we notice him with anger. But otherwise, if somebody asks you or asks us what color outfit was Krishna wearing, we may remember. If he asks, who was the doorkeeper, we may not. But here is Mahaprabhu in desperate humility. He who in the first meeting with Jagannath ran to embrace the deity, now is begging the doorkeeper, please give me Krishna. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tumhara shakti ache, ami to kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, dai tava pache pache. This verse is composed by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami on the banks of Radhakund heard this from the lotus lips of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is writing in the mood of a conversation, this verse. You see, conversation has the power to invoke things that normal prose doesn't. For example, we will see. Mahaprabhu is telling the doorkeeper, kwa me kantaha. Kwa. Kwa means where. This shows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desperation. Where? Tell me, which direction should I run to? It shows Mahaprabhu's restlessness. It shows Mahaprabhu's enthusiasm. It shows Mahaprabhu's anticipation of joy that now I will see Krishna. I am very close. It shows his sorrow that why I have not seen him yet. All of these emotions, if we have to explain them, it will take pages after pages of explanation. What enthusiasm is, what eagerness is, what is sorrow in separation, what is joy in meeting, etc. But if just by that word, kwame kanta, oh, where is my kanta? Look how many emotions are playing. This phrase, kwa me kanta, is like an ocean in itself, where the emotions hidden are like waves. Sometimes they are coming together and causing a bigger wave, and sometimes they are cancelling each other and falling down and crashing. Me means mine. Krishna is not everybody's, Mahaprabhu is thinking. Yes, he may say, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. That is his perspective. But for me, he's mine. This shows extreme possessiveness, extreme mamata. Mora putra, mora sakha, mora pranapati. Ei bhave jai more kore shuddha bhakti. Apanak bada mana amashamahin. Ei bhave ami hoi tahar adhin. This nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita is not found anywhere. It is easy to find nectar in Swarga. It is easy to find nectar, Phaninam Nivase, in the planet of the snakes. It is easy to find nectar, Somarasa, on moon planet. It is easy to find nectar of Amrita, immortality. But to find this Premamrita, Krishna Rasamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is difficult even for Vaikuntha Vasis. This is difficult even for Dwarka Vasis. This is difficult even for Mathura Vasis. Even in Braja, not all sections have access to Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is very different. Bhagavad Gita are the words of Krishna. Bhagavatam are the pastimes of Krishna. But Chaitanya Charitamrit is a CCTV camera footage into the heartbeat of Krishna. Which Shastra has described what Krishna feels? It's like a news reporter in India and somebody is drowning in a flood and the news reporter will go and ask him, "Aap doob rahe, aapko kaisa lag raha hai?" You're drowning in this flood, how do you feel? That's exactly what's happening in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna is drowning in the ocean of devotion. Krishna, how do you feel? This is Prem Udgar. These are words of transcendental heartfelt effusion coming from the lotus lips of the Lord. Kwame Kantaha. Mahaprabhu is saying, where is my Kanta? Kantaha means, he is my Kanta and I am his Kanta. Please understand, the word Kanta is never used in the male-male usage. It's always used in a male-female usage. In a Prakriti-Purusha usage. This Kanta is a symptom, is a sign of Madhurya Rasa. In Sakhya Rati, Kanta Shabda is not used. In Vatsalya Rati, Mother Yashoda never calls Krishna Kanta. Kanta means my beloved, my lover. My husband in Swakiya Rasa. My paramour in Parakiya Rasa. So Kwame Kantaha, Mahaprabhu in Madhurya Rasa, is holding the hand of the doorkeeper and saying, tell me where can I find my Lord? Where can I find my Kanta? I am the Kanta, which means Mahaprabhu here is in Radharani's bhav, Radha bhav. Kwame Kanta. So the doorkeeper is asking, Kaha Kanta, who? Whom are you talking about? So Mahaprabhu is answering, Krishna. So this is conversation. Conversation going on. Who is my Kanta? Krishna. Now the doorkeeper could have said, you want to take darshan of Krishna? Go to Dwarka, Dwarkadish. Why you're coming to Jagannath Puri? This is Jagannath. But Mahaprabhu is seeing Krishna in Jagannath. And how would Mahaprabhu stand? He would stand behind Garuda Stambha. There is Garuda Stambha. Even today when we go, there are butter fingerprints of the Supreme Lord's transcendental body. Where the fingers, transcendental fingers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched the pillar. And he looked and had darshan of Jagannath. Why that pillar? What is so special about it? At Kurukshetra, when Krishna came after 100 years of separation, Radharani had darshan of Krishna standing behind a tree. Radharani was standing behind a tree with those fingers there, holding the trunk of the tree, and looking at how her Shamsundar had now become Dwarkadish. How he who wore a peacock feather now has a golden crown. How he who was bare-chested with Vaijayanti Mala has now armors and chest belts. He who would walk around Vrindavan barefoot had now golden shoes. He who held a flute is now holding the reins. He who ran with the cows is now having horses and elephants. He who would frolic through forests of Vrindavan now moves through palaces of Dwarka. Radharani having her transcendental fingers holding the tree is looking from behind the tree to see it is the same Radha and this is the same Krishna. These are the same moonlit nights in the month of Chaitra. But my heart is not satisfied. Why? Because for rasa to manifest, 4 things are necessary. One is Krishna. One is Radharani. Third, the gopis. And fourth, Sri Vrindavan. And here, 3 out of 4 were present. Radharani was present. Krishna was present. The gopis were present. But without Vrindavan Dham, it is not going to manifest. Bhrata tishtha tale tale bitapinam grameshu bhikshamata swachandam yamunajalam pibamalam chirai sukantam kuru sammanam kalayati ghora garalam nichapamanam sudha sri radha murali dharo bhajasakhe brindavanam matyaja. Prabodhananda Saraswati has said, O dear friend, O dear brother, tishtha tale tale bitapinam, to get the service of Krishna, if you have to stay under trees, live under trees. To get Krishna's service, bhikshamata, grameshu bhikshamata, if you don't get prasadam, do madhukari, Prabodhanand Saraswati is saying. Or if you don't get water, drink Yamuna, the transcendental waters of Yamuna. Chirai sukantam kuru, if you don't get clothes, take the discarded clothes of the Brajbasis. Now, even if you have all of this, sammanam kalayati ghora garalam nichapamanam sudha, if you get disrespect, consider that to be nectar. And if you get respect, consider that to be poison. Oh dear brother, in this mood, Sri Radha Murali Dharo Bhajasake, worship Radha and Krishna, but do one thing for sure, Vrindavanam Matyaja, don't give up Vrindavan. Even when Krishna left Vrindavan, Radharani did not leave Vrindavan. She continued to stay in the dham. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad says, if Krishna is giving darshan outside Vrindavan, that's okay, I'm not interested in taking darshan. If he wants to give darshan, let him come to Vrindavan and then I will take darshan. He says, but if I hear Radharani has gone to Dwarka, then I will sit on the back of Garuda and fly faster than Garuda and reach Dwarka to have darshan of Radha and Krishna there. This is the mood of Vrindavan. So Radharani, there at Kurukshetra, she's thinking, I am there, the gopis are there, Krishna is there, but Vrindavan is not there, so rasa is not manifesting. And this, nobody understood except Krishna. Everybody else is externally seeing the meeting of Radha and Krishna. But Krishna, who is meeting Radharani externally, is also meeting himself internally through the heart of Radharani. And therefore, dear devotees, Brajalila and Gauralila have a very beautiful similarity. What happened in the heart in Brajalila manifested externally in Gauralila. Like for example, in Brajalila, the gopis always felt, only if we had male bodies, we could serve Krishna so well. In Vrindavan, everybody is meeting Krishna except us. The gopas are running, singing, dancing, playing, feeding Krishna, dressing Krishna. They're dancing, singing with Krishna all day, all from sunrise to sunset. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba are with Krishna. Balaram is with Krishna. The cows and calves are with Krishna. Krishna goes to the forest and gives darshan to all the birds, the deer, Yamuna, the trees, the forests, even the demigods. And the gopis are thinking, Hum akeli hat bhagini ho gai. We are the only unfortunate ones in Vrindavan. That Krishna, whose rasovai saha, yan labdva anandi bhavati, by getting whom one becomes joyful, on getting him we have become sorrowful. Why? Because we never get him. He who is the cause of joy for everyone is the only cause of sorrow, because we are not able to even see him, what to speak of, go and serve. Only if we were gopas, we could have served him. This inner desire they could never express. But that externally manifested in the fulfillment of their desires. In Gauralila, all the gopis became gopas. They could eat with Mahaprabhu. They could dance with Mahaprabhu. They would run in the Rathyatra with Mahaprabhu. They would sing and dance with Mahaprabhu. They would clean Gundicha Marjan with Mahaprabhu. They had public activities together in collaboration. So many such desires. So at Kurukshetra, what Radharani was feeling in her heart, only Krishna understood. And therefore when he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, now Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani standing behind Garuda Stambha, with his fingers touching Garuda Stambha, like how Radharani's fingers touch the tree. And he is with that Garuda Stambha hiding Subhadra and Balaram. Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. So Mahaprabhu is only having darshan of Jagannath. And with that pillar hiding Balabhadra and Subhadra. Like Radharani, at Kurukshetra, she was only looking at Krishna and not Balaram. Out of respect. And out of sweet personal intimacy with Krishna. So that Krishna of mine, Kame Kanta Krishna, where is that Krishna of mine? Now with Krishna also so many interpretations. Krishna means dark complexioned Lord. So Mahaprabhu is remembering as Radharani, how everything dark in Vrindavan reminds her of him. Like Radharani loves the blue lotus flowers. Why? Because the complexion of the blue lotus reminds her of the complexion of Krishna. Radharani loves the Jamuna. Viloki dushitam krishnam krishna krishna hina vibhu. Because the complexion of the Yamuna is the same as the complexion of Krishna. Sometimes the gopis also tell Yamuna, Hari Sakhi, O Sakhi, in Braj Bhasha there is a pad by Surdas ji. O Sakhi, you are so fortunate. You have so much love for Krishna that Krishna has offered his Anga Kanti to you. He has offered his bodily complexion. No other Sakhi has this fortune. The Sakhis tell Yamuna. The blue lotus flower reminds Radharani of Krishna. The Yamuna reminds Radharani of Krishna. The dark nights, especially in the winter season, because they are longer nights, remind Radharani of Krishna. Astrologically, the first 15 days is called Shukla Paksha, where the moon gets brighter. But the next fortnight is called Krishna Paksha, the darker fortnight. That reminds Radharani of Krishna. The deer reminds Radharani of Krishna. Why? Because the deer is called Krishna Sara. Krishna Sara means the male deer. But it reminds Radharani of Krishna because Krishna Sara Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur interprets. Krishna means Krishna and Sara means essence. That person who has accepted Krishna as the essence of his life is Krishna Sara. Also, it's the golden deer with black spots. That's the perfect color combination that Radharani loves. Because she's golden complexion and Krishna is dark complexion. Kanaka jalada gatro neela shonabja netro. At the same time, the black serpent reminds Radharani of Krishna because the serpent is called Krishna Sarpa, the black snake. The rain clouds remind Radharani of Krishna. Shyamala Sakhi reminds Radharani of Krishna because the name has Shyam. What is there in Vrindavan that doesn't remind Radharani of Krishna? The tamal trees remind Radharani of Krishna. And at the same time, the hair of the Sakhis remind Radharani of Krishna. When she gets angry, she has maan. Now she doesn't want to see anything black. She doesn't want to see anything black. She has to go somewhere. She will not go through the banks of the Jamuna. She will take a longer path. So that, because if she goes through the banks of the Jamuna, looking at the complexion of Yamuna will remind her of Krishna. This is her love in anger. Imagine her love in love. In anger, anything black reminds her of Krishna. Dear devotees, it is so breathtakingly beautiful. Think about how many layers of love this is. One, when you say Krishna is, okay, we'll take it step by step. Step number one, remembering Krishna's lotus feet destroys the fire of anger and lust and envy in the heart, okay? Which means Krishna's lotus feet must be cool. This is the first premise. Chandanam shitalam loke, chandanadapi chandrama, chandra chandana yor madhye shitala sadhu sangati. Chandanam shitalam loke. In this world, sandalwood is considered to be cold. But chandanadapi chandrama, more colder and soothing than sandalwood are the rays of the moon. But chandra chandana yor madhye shitala sadhu sangati. But sadhu sangha is more soothing and rejuvenating and colder than moonbeams, camphor, aguru, and sandalwood. Why? Because they all can remove the heat of the body externally, but sadhu sangha can remove the heat from the heart. So then the premise is, if sadhu sangha is so cold that it can put the fire of anger away, imagine the feet of Krishna must be so cold, which is the constant meditation for sadhu sanghas, the sadhus. So this is the first premise, that Krishna's feet must be cold. Now you have to find, so this is kalpana, first level. Kalpana, which means first premise that if there is an effect, there must be a cause. This connection. That if the heart which is burning with envy is soothened by remembrance of Krishna, which means Krishna must be cold. So this is the first level called kalpana. Now second level, if somebody asks, how cold is it? then that takes it to the level called Bimba Vidhan. Bimba Vidhan means examples. So you say, oh, as cold as camphor, as cold as aguru, as cold as musk, as cold as sandalwood, etc., etc., etc. That's the second level. Now the poet feels, or the devotee feels, well, I'm not able to express it properly. The first premise and the second premise, the examples, are not doing justice. So now you take it to the third level, which is called Atishayokti, which means colder than millions of moons. You see, first premise is Krishna's feet must be cold. Second premise is as cold as the moon. Third premise is colder than millions of moons. This is called Atishayokti. Even then, when the devotee poet feels I am not doing justice, then the fourth level is called Pratipalankar in Sanskrit, which means opposite. Now you start speaking the opposite way, which means the moon is as cold as Krishna's feet. The moon is giving rays, which means it must be as cold as Krishna's feet. Or saying, oh, the moon is insignificant compared to Krishna's feet. So you start, now the balance is going on the other side. And still the poet feels, Anirvachaniyam Prema Swarupam, Narad Bhakti Sutra, that I am not able to describe my Krishna. So Radharani, when she gets in man, in anger, she doesn't want to look at the Jamuna. Because in anger, it's not that Yamuna is Krishna. But look at the levels now. Radharani loves Krishna. So therefore she loves Krishna's complexion. Therefore, anything that has Krishna's complexion is dear to Radharani, even if it's a river. And even if she's angry, still this holds true. Then how much more? Kimuta. How much more when she is not in anger? How beautiful. Breathtakingly beautiful. Radharani doesn't want to look at the blue lotus flowers. She prefers the white lilies. She prefers the golden sunflowers. She prefers the pink lotuses. She prefers the rose. She even prefers tulsi. Govinda Charana Priye. When Radharani could not find the lotus feet of Krishna in the Rasa Leela, she was praying to Vrinda Devi that Govinda Charana Priye, you are always, Kachit Tulasi Kalyani Govinda Charana Priye, you are always at the feet of Krishna. Krishna has disappeared. He has taken his feet with him, which means you are on the lotus feet, so you know where Krishna is. Now you please tell me where I should come so that I can find my Krishna. So that tulsi is okay, but blue lotus flower is not okay. At the same time, she will do Surya Puja, because she wants the sun to be there longer, because when the sun sets, even the sky reminds her of Krishna in man. Unbelievable. She won't even wear blue sapphire bangles. She will wear white ivory bangles. She will not wear blue dress. She will wear red dress. How amazing. All of these moods of the attractive potency of Krishna to the heart of Radharani is expressed in that one word, Krishnaha. Kome kantah Krishnaha. Imagine Radharani feeling all of this for Krishna is one thing. But as our Gauranga Darshan Prabhu was explaining yesterday morning, it is Krishna who has taken the mood of Radharani and missing himself. I really like that. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. So here Krishna, in the mood of Radharani, is holding the pillar, but even before that, telling the doorkeeper, Kome Kanta Krishna. Where is my Kanta, my Krishna? Tvaritam ihatam lokaya sakhe. Now, Mahaprabhu is not seeing the doorkeeper as doorkeeper. He's seeing the doorkeeper as a sakhi. What is going on? Such a paradigm shift. He is in Jagannath Puri. But thinking that he is in Vrindavan or in Kurukshetra. He is actually Mahaprabhu, but is convinced he is Radharani. He is coming to see Jagannath, but convinced that it is Shyamasundar. He's holding the Garuda Stambha, but he's convinced it's the trunk of a tree. He's telling the doorkeeper, but convinced that it is actually a Sakhi. Look at the mood. Hey, Sakhi, you please take me to Krishna. Now, what is happening here? What is happening? This is very, very deep. Very, very deep. Dear devotees, there is mixing of two moods here. Two moods. This is Krishna's mood also and Radharani's mood also. How? First, Radharani's mood. Radharani has so much humility that she forgets her transcendental preeminence. She forgets that she is Vrindavana Chakravartini. She forgets that she is Vrindavana Shiromani. And when she is not able to find Krishna, she will hold the hand of Lalita and Vishakha and say, "You have so much Krishna prem. You may have seen Krishna. You please reveal your Krishna to me." Like in the Rasalila, Radharani would speak to the trees. Radharani would ask the deer. Radharani would speak to the birds. "Have you seen Krishna? Oh trees, have you seen Krishna?" And the trees not responding. And Radharani saying, "Oh, you are all male trees. Vrikshaha. Purusha jati. So ultimately you're hard-hearted. What can you understand? The soft-hearted nature of the gopis." Radharani's kataksha. Kripa kataksha. Then saying, "I need to ask a feminine-bodied devotee." So she turns to Tulsi. Says, "Hey Brinde, hey Tulsi, you please tell me where Krishna is." Brinda Devi, Tulsi is also quiet because plant is not speaking. So Radharani is saying, "Ah, look, ultimately she is Govinda Charana Priye. Ultimately she is on Govinda's side. So why will she open her mouth and speak to me? Oh dear, Hiran or Harini, have you seen Krishna?" And the deer has eyes wide open like this. Dhanyasma mooda gatayopi harinya eta ya nanda nanda namupata vichitravesham ahakarnya venuranitam sahakrishna sara pujam dadhur virachitam pranayavalokai. The deer is not responding. Radharani is saying, "Why will you respond? You are stunned hearing the flute sound. Your eyes are wide open, mrigakri, because you may have seen Krishna." Sakhi, Radharani is telling the deer, this is swabhavik, this is natural. Even for us, this is the same story. When Jatila and Kutila talk to us, our eyes are wide open and we can't respond. Oh dear, we can understand your predicament. When Radharani is asking the trees and the birds, in that mood, Mahaprabhu is asking the doorkeeper, "Krishna is yours, hey Sakhi. Please reveal your Krishna to me." Athava, or from Krishna's side, because Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna ekatma dui deha dhari anyonya vilase rase aswadana kari. But this is Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna nahi anya. So if there is Radharani's bhav, then Krishna swarupa must also be there. So how is Krishna there here? When Radharani is in Man, she doesn't meet Krishna. She tells Krishna, in the Gita you are saying, Rasoham apso kaunteya prabhasmin shashi surya yo buddhir buddhir masamasmi tejas tejas vinaham ityadi ityadi, that you are outstanding, you stand out. Stand outside the kunj. If you are outstanding in the Gita, now is the time to prove it. You stand out. So Krishna is standing outside the kunja dwara, the door of Srimati Radharani, and saying, "Hey Swamini, hey Radhike." Radharani is saying, "Kosi, who is it?" Krishna said, "Krishna." Radharani is saying, "Oh, Krishna means a serpent. Why will I open my door for a snake? If it's a snake, you stay outside." "No, no, 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 no. I am Madhav." But Madhav also means the spring season. Radharani said, "What is the spring doing off season? You stand outside. Now is not the time for spring." "No, no, no, no. I am Ghanashyam." Ghanashyam means rain clouds, but it's not the time for rain monsoon season either, so you stand outside. "No, no, no, I am Chakradhari, I am Chakri." Sudarshan Chakradhari, but it also, Chakradhari also means he who holds the potter's wheel, which means the potter. So Radharani is saying, "Why should a potter come into the kunj? You find some occasion, you see if somebody is getting married at Govardhaniko village and you go and you make pots for their marriage. You make pots for the marriage. Why we need pots in the kunj? You stand outside. No, I am Hari. But Hari also means lion. Why should I make Narahari? Why should I make a lion enter the kunj? Stand outside. When Radharani on her own cannot enter the kunj, when Krishna on his own cannot enter the kunj, what does he do? Yad kinkarishu bahusha khaluka kuvani nityam parasya purushasya shikhanda maule tasya kadara sanidhe brushabhanu jaya tadkeli kunj bhavanangana marjanisya. Krishna takes his peacock feather, he takes his flute, he takes his yellow uttariya and places at the lotus feet of Lalita Sakhi and says, "Hey Lalite, you have the power to do that I cannot." Hey Lalite, Krishna is telling, keeping his flute, his peacock feather, his angavastra at the lotus feet of Lalita, offering obeisances. Oh Lalita Sakhi, Radharani has asked me to leave. You please understand, I am surrendering myself to you. You please give me darshan of Krishna. Then Lalita Sakhi says, "Okay, don't worry." Lalita Sakhi is always portrayed as someone who is very hard-hearted. But actually she is very soft-hearted too. Very, very soft-hearted. Devi gunaisu lalitam lalitam namami. Her love is so high class that even her village is called Uchagao. Prem itni uchi, vastu priti itni uchi. Her love is so high class that even her village is called Ucha. Ucha means very high class. Uchagao. The village of she who has high class love. So in that mood, Krishna as Mahaprabhu here, seeing the doorkeeper as Lalita Sakhi, is not even able to say Lalite. He's saying, "Hey Sakhe. Kome kanta Krishna, twaritamiha tam lokaya sakhe." Krishna is saying, "Inside, I want to have darshan. Hey Sakhi, by your mercy, please let me go. And twaritam, please do it quickly because I may die out of desperation without darshan." Rupam priyatamam swanam sarvendriya gunanjanam. I am he paramo labho uttama shloka darshanam. The greatest wealth in our life is to have darshan of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu is holding the hand. And then the doorkeeper is asking, "Why me?" So next line, Mahaprabhu says, "Tvam eva iti dwaradhipam abhivadan unmada eva." Tvam eva, you alone can give me darshan of Jagannath. Why? Now a different mood for sadhakas. Mahaprabhu is in the mood of a disciple. And the doorkeeper is like the guru. Nobody can approach Krishna and have darshan of Krishna independently. However qualified they may be. They have to take shelter of Sri Guru. And only the spiritual master can take the disciple to Bhagavan. So, tvam eva. Prathamam tu gurum pujyam anyatha nishphala bhavet. Sanatana Goswami has written, if one doesn't have mercy of Sri Guru, then nishphala bhavet. One cannot have mercy of the Supreme Lord. Which Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has also said, na gati kutobi, a prasadat. So the doorkeeper here, dwaradhipam, is seen as Sri Guru. And tvam eva, Mahaprabhu in the mood of a disciple is saying, darshan of Krishna is possible only when Guru showers mercy on the disciple. You please give me darshan. Now look what the doorkeeper is saying. Third line. Please everyone chant. Dritam gacha drashtum priyamiti tadukte na dhritatad. So now the doorkeeper is telling Mahaprabhu, dritam gacha drashtum priyam iti. Oh, come, I will take you. Let's have darshan of priya. Now how did the doorkeeper know that Jagannath is priya? Because the word priya means same as kantaha. Priya and then Priya. Two words are there in Sanskrit. Krishna is called Priya. Radharani is called Priya. So doorkeeper is seeing that Mahaprabhu in the mood of Priya, Radharani, wants to have darshan of Jagannath who's Priya. Therefore, dhritam gacha drashtum priyam. Let's quickly go to see darshan of your Priya. Dear devotees, this is the power of the Acharya, power of Mahaprabhu. He is like a touchstone. He can make everybody like him. Now the doorkeeper, in the history of his doorkeeping, would have never had this devotion, or maybe may have had, but at least it's not expressed. But here for the first time, just two lines with Mahaprabhu, and now he's speaking in the same mood as Mahaprabhu. The touchstone on touching can make another person a touchstone, like Mahaprabhu. He's touching the doorkeeper and making him a Brajvasi dipped in Radharani Sakhi Bhav. How great. And saying, Dhritam Gacha, Are Chalo Chalo, let's quickly have darshan of Krishna. And at that time, Mahaprabhu's feet are stunned. He is not able to believe that he is going to have darshan of Krishna. So, Bhujantara, Tad Uktena Dhrita Tad Bhujantara. Bhujantara means Mahaprabhu placed his arms around the shoulder of the doorkeeper. Why? Because this is a prem dasha. This is an expression of great love. When there is love, just like when there is anger, the body goes through some symptoms, like the lips quiver and the eyes are bloodshot and the heart rate goes up and whatnot. We know. Similarly, there are symptoms of divine ecstatic love. And one of that is tamba. Sthapta avastha, which means one becomes stunned. Mahaprabhu became stunned at the prospect that I will have darshan of Krishna. And his feet are not able to move. So to hold himself, he puts his hand around the shoulder of the doorkeeper. Raghunath Das Goswami saw this scene in Jagannath Puri. And he says, Gaurango Hridaya Udayan Mam Madayati. After Mahaprabhu's departure, Raghunath Das Goswami writes, and he says, that Mahaprabhu of Neelachal is rising in my heart and making me mad and intoxicated for him. And look at how he says. He doesn't say Chaitanya. Now think, instead of Gauranga, if he would have said Chaitanya, it would have still been the same. Like for example, Bhujantar Chaitanya Hridaya Udayan Mam Madayati. The meter would have been same. But he says Gauranga. Because the word Gauranga has very deep significance in this verse. Devotees, point to be noted is the word Anga in Sanskrit has two meanings. One is body and another is heart. Like Sanga Upanga Astra Parshadam. So Gaura means golden and Anga means body and Anga means heart. So that Lord Sri Krishna who took the bodily complexion and the heart and became Gaura, he is Gauranga. He who took the heart, Anga, and the bodily complexion and became golden, he is Gauranga. Now the question is, and we'll conclude with this. I wanted to go ahead, but somehow. Krishna is the... time, I think, is already 9:15, so... 9:30? Huh. Last 15 minutes, please forgive me. Don't want to delay your prasadam, but I can go up to 10 also. I have nothing, no problem. But I think devotees have prasadam at 9:30.
No, so no, not today, Vru. We have 3 times prasad today. So already we had breakfast. Now it will be lunch directly. 9:30 is not
prasad. Okay. And Vidyapit devotees are anyway used to longer classes, right? Okay. So now the point is, it would have been sufficient for Krishna to only accept the heart of Radharani. Why complexion also? Why take bodily complexion of Radharani also as Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Just take the devotional mood and continue Gaura Leela. In dramatics, there is a rule. And in Natya, what is that rule? First is memorizing the verse, the script, the dialogues. That is called rehearsal. But then after that, there is full body rehearsal where you say the dialogues with costumes. Why that is important? Because the emotions rise. Like for example, if you are all wearing dhoti kurta and one is Dwarkadish, Krishna, another is Satyabhama, then dialogues may be there, but the mood may not come. But let's say somebody dresses up as Dwarkadish with crown, etc., and another Prabhuji only, but dressed in a sari like, or whatever the dress is of Satyabhama Devi. Full body rehearsal with costumes, and then there's dialogue. Oh, the emotions are higher for the audience. So what did Krishna do? First, he took the heart of Radharani, which are like the dialogues for the script. Then he did a full costume rehearsal. He accepted the whole bodily complexion. He took the full costume of Radharani. And now with the dialogues of Radharani, that's the mood, and the full body costume of her complexion, Krishna as Gauranga appeared in this world. And Raghunath Das Goswami says, Hridaya Udayan Mam Madayati. That Gauranga is intoxicating my heart. What do we say for this one verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita? Unbelievable nectar. How has Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Hindi mein kehte hain, gagar mein sagar bharna. Chote se matke mein pura samudra bhar dena. Gagar mein sagar ho gai. So in a small pot like verse, he has filled the whole ocean. In fact, multiple oceans of rasa. So, Kvamekanta Krishna Tvaritam Ihatam Lokayasakhe Tvameva Dvara Tvameveti Dvara Dhipam Abhivadan Unmada Iva. Now the doorkeeper is saying, Dhritam Gacchha Drashtum Priyamiti Tadukhtena Dhritatad Bhujantar Gauranga Hridaya Udayanma Madayati. Now when they go inside, with your approval and permission, I'm taking a few minutes extra. So now when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters the Devagraha and he has darshan of Jagannath, the pujari is horripilating. One on the altar, Achal Jagannath. One who has come to take darshan, Sachal Jagannath. Which means here, Jagannath who is not moving. And here, Jagannath who moves around to give darshan to everyone. Two Jagannaths. The pujari is thinking, this is the perfect sandwich to be in. On this side is Krishna, on this side is Krishna. On this side, Krishna, in separation from Radharani, has become like this. And there, Radharani, in separation from Krishna, has become like this. Seeing this, Krishna has also become like this as Jagannath. So beautiful. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj used to say, when he was asked, what is the mother tongue in the spiritual world? Gaur Govinda Maharaj said, Baba, there is no mother tongue. There is no need to speak because it is eye to eye union. Netrotsava, manamahotsava. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj said, so much can be communicated just by glancing eye to eye. And then Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj said, but if they glance eye to eye, both will faint, Radha and Krishna. Therefore, there is sidelong glance. That's all. Sidelong glance. Kripa Kataksha Bhajana. Maybe Lord Shiva may have heard this from Krishna himself. Krishna may have prayed to Radharani when she is in Man. Kada Karishyasi Hamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajana. And Lord Shiva is Gopeshwar Mahadev, who is the Dwarpal, may have heard. Because he's at the Dwar. And then he may have given this Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj so that we all can pray like that. Now the pujari offers garland, offers prasadam, and this is aarti. Sound of conch and ringing of bells. So aarti darshan is sarvanga darshan. Very important for devotees to have darshan of the deity, especially during the aarti. Hari Bhakti Vilas describes sins of millions of lifetimes are destroyed when we see the ghee lamp being offered to Krishna. Sarvanga darshanam. In Braj there is a saying. Two words. Aarti. Aarti. Artha. Arti mane eagerness. Hindi mein keh deta hun, phir uska bhashantar karte hain. Ye arti kiski hai? Ye bhakt ki art pukar hai, arti hai ki prabhu ka milan ho, prabhu ka darshan ho. Athwa Radha aur Krishna ka paraspar milan ki jo arti hai, isi ka darshan bhakt karte hain. Isliye itni lambi arti na kare ki unki arti bujh jaye. So arti means in Braj Bhasha, it's a little twist in the Sanskrit grammar, so we'll keep that aside. We'll natra shastram cha yuktim cha tal lova utpatti lakshanam. We keep that definition as arati definition aside, and in Braj arati means eagerness. So this is the eagerness of the devotee to meet the Lord, or this is the eagerness of the Lord to meet the devotees. That is arati darshan. So when Mahaprabhu has the darshan, prasadam is got out. Jagannath prasadam, Jagannath garland is offered. And just by having the aroma of the prasadam, Mahaprabhu goes into ecstasy. Now how many of us have aroma of prasadam and we go to ecstasy? You can feel free. Yes? Yes. More devotees? Yes, thank you. More hands are coming up. So when we, especially devotees who are serving, they are serving but they're also thinking, I hope there is a plate for me. Because prasadam is getting over, this sabji seems to be very tasty. No? But Mahaprabhu was not smelling the aroma like this. This is called bhogavritti. Mahaprabhu was serving prasadam through the aroma in seva vritti. Something very fascinating in this regard. Shripad Aindra Prabhu used to say, he used to compare Bhagavan Mahaprasad to Ramayan. Vaishnavas are amazing. Kahin ke kahin taal thok ke sambandh bana dete hain. Shripad Aindra Prabhu used to say, Bhagavan Mahaprasadam is Sita Devi. If our desire is to eat prasadam, our desire is to enjoy the association of prasadam, that is Ravana's vision. Ravana saw Mother Sita and thought, how I can have her for me. So when somebody sees pakoras, samosas, jalebi, this is, I can have one more. Shripad Aindra Prabhu used to say, that is Maya Sita, Maya Prasad. She has slipped behind the veil of Yoga Maya and come out as Chaya Sita, Maya Sita. And now with Ravana Pravritti, we are thinking, how I can exploit this prasadam. But Shripad Aindra Prabhu said, those who see the prasad and say, oh, Krishna has kindly accepted this and given me, swa prasad anna dilobhai, say anna amrita pao radha Krishna gunagao, he would say that is Hanuman's vision towards Sri Simati Sita Devi. When Hanuman looked at Mother Sita and Ashok Vatika, he saw Sita and immediately thought, this Mother Sita belongs to my Ram. When this vision develops in a Vaishnav of Seva Vritti like Hanuman, he sees Bhagavan Mahaprasad and doesn't see how it is good for my tongue. He sees how it is good for my soul. How accepting this is good for my soul. Seeing the relation to the Master. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he would accept Bhagavan Mahaprasad, he would take 5 items and mix them together and make it into a mountain. Imagine mixing rasgulla with sambar. That's a real test. Huh? Not that we have to do it. That's not the take home from today's discussion. After the class, you see devotees are mixing everything. Kisne bataya? Amarendra ne bataya. That's not the take home of today's discussion. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would do that. He would mix everything and he would honor prasadam, not for the taste of the ingredient, but tasting the heart of Krishna's affection for the devotees. Our Prabhupada also, once when Srila Prabhupada's plate came out for distribution to the devotees, devotees would look at the plate and say, can you give me the sweet? Keep the chapati out, but give me the rasgulla, give me the gulab jamun, give me the laddu. So the devotee who was distributing came back with the plate to Prabhupada and said, all the sabji and roti are as it is, the sweets are over. Prabhupada, what should I do? Srila Prabhupada said, from tomorrow, mix everything and put it on the plate. Now whatever they take is prasad. And that day, everything was finished. There was no complaints. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted prasadam, even before the prasadam touched his tongue, the fragrance of that prasadam, it intoxicated Mahaprabhu to such an extent, dear devotees. This is so, so amazing. When you push cotton swab through the eye of a needle, what happens? Imagine if you have a cotton swab and you're trying to push it through the eye of a needle. What happens? Does the whole swab go through the eye? No, but if you try hard, one strand comes out at a time. Then you push again, you can pull one small piece of the cotton comes. This is Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu's ability to relish Krishna Bhakti is like the eye of a needle. Krishna's qualities are like the cotton swab. Mahaprabhu doesn't relish the whole quality at once. He takes one aspect of Krishna's quality and he's completely absorbed in that. And then another push of Krishna's quality and just one strand relish and he falls unconscious. Imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through all his five senses relishing Krishna through all five senses. Impossible. It's impossible immediately to do it. He will just, let's say, Rupa Madhuri. Now in Rupa Madhuri, let's say, lotus feet. Now in the lotus feet, let's say, the toes of Krishna's lotus feet. Then, the shape of the toes, the size of the toes, the effulgence of the toes, the effect of those effulgence on the darkness of the heart. The signs of the lotus feet, the color of the sole of the lotus feet, the color of the complexion on the upper part of the sole of the feet, the ankle bells at the feet. This is just the lotus feet. Then going up, systematically, that's just Rupa Madhuri. What when Krishna places the flute on his lips? Now that's another ocean altogether. And what if Krishna chews a little betel nut and keeps it as prasadam? Now tasting that is another stream of nectar. What if Krishna starts singing? What if Krishna starts speaking? What if Krishna starts dancing? How is it possible for Mahaprabhu, who's so focused like a laser, like the eye of the needle of the transcendental consciousness of Mahaprabhu, pushing the cotton swab of Krishna's transcendental qualities one strand at a time, he's relishing. Therefore, how is it possible to understand Krishna without Mahaprabhu? Impossible. Impossible. Mahaprabhu is the torchlight. Krishna Leela is the jewel. Kali Yuga is the darkness. It is impossible for us to find the jewel in the darkness because this jewel is covered by the curtain of Yoga Maya. Maya Javanika Channa. But Mahaprabhu is the torchlight by the light of whose compassion we can see. Oh, anyway, torchlight light is golden only. So by the golden compassionate light of the torchlight of Gaura Leela, we can find through the curtain of Yoga Maya the jewel of Krishna Leela in the dark room of Kali Yuga. Now, another 5-10 minutes. Mahaprabhu is smelling the fragrance of prasadam. It is intoxicating Mahaprabhu to such an extent that this relish goes till that evening. Because it is described in the afternoon, Mahaprabhu performs his afternoon duties. In the evening, he goes to his room. There is Harikatha with the devotees like Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And there Govinda brings the prasadam. Mahaprabhu tells him to distribute it to Brahmananda Bharati, Paramananda Puri, Ityadi. And then the prasadam comes in the hand. Mahaprabhu looks at the prasadam, smells the fragrance of the prasadam, and he tells the devotees, all of you please taste this prasadam. It's not the fragrance of, you know, clove, elaichi and other ingredients that are found. You can have different ingredients of prasadam. Mahaprabhu says, and everybody knows the taste and fragrance of all these ingredients. But this taste of Bhagavan Mahaprasadam is transcendental. It surpasses the taste and the fragrance of everything material. This is the proof, Mahaprabhu said. Krishna has touched this prasadam with his lips. Krishna vaktram jyotishta. Prasadam paramadarat danam dhanishtaya devi kim maneshyami te grataha. This prasadam has been touched by the lotus lips of Krishna. Now look, how many wonderful meditations in the heart of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is thinking, how fortunate have I become? Certainly some sadhu may have blessed me, therefore I have received Bhagavan Mahaprasad. Sukriti labhya phela lava. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Sukriti Labhya. Only when one has Sukriti can one accept Bhagavan Mahaprasad in their life. Otherwise not possible. Now what Sukriti is this? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur defines this Sukriti. Kenapi parama swatantrena tad bhakta kripa jata madhurya madhuryena parama mangalodayena. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has defined Sukriti as the mercy of a sadhu who has independently walked in this world and showered mercy on a Vaishnava. This is Sukriti. Kenapi, parama swatantrena. Some Vaishnava, completely independent, has walked in this world and tad bhakta kripa jata పరమ మాధుర్యేణ పరమ మంగళ ఉదయేన. గ్రేట్ ఆస్పిషియస్నెస్ హస్ రిజన్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ హూ ఇస్ ఎక్సెప్టింగ్ భగవన్ మహాప్రసాద్ బికాస్ సమ్ సాధు హెస్ షవర్డ్ మర్సీ. సో ఫస్ట్ సాధు దర్శన్, సెకండ్ సాధు సంగ, థర్డ్ సాధు సేవ, ఫోర్త్ సాధు కృప. ఫోర్ స్టేజెస్. లెట్స్ రిపీట్ దిస్. ఫస్ట్ సాధు దర్శన్. లెట్స్ డూ దిస్ అగైన్. సాధు దర్శన్, సాధు సంగ, సాధు సేవ, సాధు కృప. ఫస్ట్ హ్యావింగ్ దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ అ సాధు, అండ్ దట్ టు వీ డోంట్ ప్లాన్ ఇట్, దేర్ ఫోర్ పరమ స్వాతంత్రేణ ద సాధు కమ్స్ ఎన్ భవద్విధ భాగవత ఇత్యాది మహద్విచలనం నృణాం జనస్య కృష్ణాద్విముఖస్య ఇత్యాది. పరమ స్వాతంత్రేణ ద సాధు అవుట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఓన్ కైండ్నెస్ కమ్స్ అండ్ గివ్స్ దర్శన్. దెన్ వీ సిట్ హియర్ హరి కథ, అసోసియేట్ విత్ ద హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద సాధు. థర్డ్ సాధు సేవ, వీ సర్వ్ ద సాధు. ఫోర్త్ ద సాధు బ్లెసెస్. వెన్ దీస్ ఫోర్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ ఫ్రూక్టిఫైయింగ్ దెన్ కృష్ణ భగవన్ మహాప్రసాద్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్. చిల విశ్వనాథ్ చక్రవర్తి ఠాకూర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్. సో అస్ సూన్ అస్ మహాప్రభు స్మెల్స్ ది అరోమా ఆఫ్ ద జగన్నాథ్ ప్రసాద్, హీ స్టార్ట్స్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఓన్ సుకృతి లభ్య ఫేలాలవ. హౌ ఫార్చునేట్ ఇస్ దిస్ దట్ సమ్ సాధు హెస్ బ్లెస్డ్ మీ, అదర్వైజ్ హౌ ఇస్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్ దట్ ఐ కెన్ హ్యావ్ భగవన్ ప్రసాద్ మహాప్రసాద్. ఇఫ్ లెట్స్ సే సాధు హెస్ నాట్ బ్లెస్డ్, భగవన్ మహాప్రసాద్ మే కమ్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్ బట్ వీ కెనాట్ అప్రిషియేట్ ద గ్లోరీ. దేర్ ఫోర్ మహాప్రసాదే గోవిందే నామబ్రహ్మణి వైష్ణవే స్వల్ప పుణ్యవతాం రాజన్ విశ్వాసు నైవ జాయతే. ఎవ్రీ పీస్ ఇస్ ఫాలింగ్ ఇన్ ప్లేస్. చైతన్య చరితామృత్, విశ్వనాథ్ చక్రవర్తి, మహాప్రసాద్ తత్వ. వీ మే ఎక్సెప్ట్ మహాప్రసాద్, వీ మే గెట్ అ లడ్డు, వీ మే గెట్ అ హల్వా ఆర్ సంథింగ్, బట్ వీ మే వాక్ అవే. వీ మే సీ ఇట్ యాజ్ అ వే టు గ్రాటిఫై ద టంగ్ అండ్ ఫిల్ ద బెలి ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్ ద సూక్ష్మత, ద సటిల్టీ ఆఫ్ హౌ డీప్ ఇట్ ఇస్ టు ఎక్సెప్ట్ మహాప్రసాద్. సెకండ్ మూడ్ దట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ మహాప్రభుస్ హార్ట్ ఇస్ మహాప్రభు స్టార్ట్స్ టు థింక్, హే ప్రియ భక్త, హే స్వరూప్ దామోదర్, హే రామానందరాయ, హౌ అమేజింగ్ ఇస్ కృష్ణస్ లిప్స్. కృష్ణస్ లిప్స్ కెన్ టచ్ ఇంగ్రీడియంట్స్ అండ్ మేక్ ఇట్ టేస్టీ. అండ్ అట్ దాట్ పాయింట్ మహాప్రభు లుక్స్ అట్ రామానందరాయ్ అండ్ సేస్, శ్లోక్ పడో, సింగ్. అండ్ రామానందరాయ్, నోయింగ్ ద మూడ్ ఆఫ్ మహాప్రభు, దట్ మహాప్రభు ఇస్ రిమెంబరింగ్ ద లిప్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ, రామానందరాయ్ స్టార్ట్ సింగింగ్, సురతవర్ధనం శోకనాశనం స్వరిత వేణునా సుష్ఠు చుంబితం ఇతర రాగ విస్మరణం నృణాం వితర వీరన తేధరామృతం. హే కృష్ణ, గోపీస్ ఆర్ సింగింగ్, అండ్ దాట్ వర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ భాగవతం ఇన్ గోపీ గీత్, రామానందరాయ్ సింగింగ్ ఇన్ మహాప్రభుస్ ప్రెసెన్స్, అండ్ లుక్ హౌ దే ఆర్ రిలీషింగ్. గోపీస్ ఆర్ టెలింగ్ కృష్ణ, తే అధరామృతం. హే కృష్ణ, నౌ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్ సమ్ నెక్టర్, అమృతం. హూ ఇస్ కృష్ణ? గోపీస్ ఆర్ కాలింగ్ కృష్ణ, ఓ ధన్వంతరి శిరోమణి. ధన్వంతరి శిరోమణి మీన్స్ ఇన్ యోర్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఎస్ ధన్వంతరి యూ గాట్ అ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ నెక్టర్, బట్ దాట్ నెక్టర్ ఇస్ ఇన్సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ కంపేర్డ్ టు ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ లిప్స్. And when nectar of lips comes, many interpretations are there. One is Krishna's smile. That is also the nectar of Krishna's lips. Madhu gandhim mrudusmitam etadaho madhuram 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 madhuram. Madhuram adhara bimbe manjulam mandahase shishiram amritanade sheetalam drishtipate vipulam aruna netre vishrutam venunade marakata mani neelam balam alokanayenu. మధుర మధుర బింబే, కృష్ణస్ లిప్స్ ఆర్ లైక్ ద క్రిమ్సన్ కలర్ ఫ్రెష్లీ కట్ రెడ్ బింబ ఫ్రూట్. అండ్ మంజులం మంద హాసే, ఆన్ దాట్ దేర్ ఇస్ ద సీజనింగ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ స్మైల్. వెన్ కృష్ణ స్మైల్స్, వెన్ కృష్ణ టాక్స్, వెన్ కృష్ణ సింగ్స్, వెన్ హీ స్పీక్స్ ఆల్సో సో స్వీట్, హీ డజంట్ రిపీట్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ ఫర్ ద గీత వేర్ హీ సేస్ మన్మనాభవ మద్భక్తో ట్వైస్, దాట్ ఇస్ ఫర్ అవర్ బెనిఫిట్. He doesn't repeat himself. He speaks in riddles. He cuts jokes. He says stories. He speaks in alankar, like he will bring in sound effects while speaking. Or he will speak rhythmic things or alliteration. He will use the same syllable again and again, but they all mean different things and the friends will laugh. He's an excellent storyteller. He's an excellent joker. He can make cut jokes so wonderfully. But even higher than him is Madhu Mangal. Therefore, sometimes the gopis, they tease Madhu Mangal. My mind is going somewhere else. We'll just go there and come back. One time, the gopis made a plan that this flute is causing a lot of havoc in our life. This flute is like Krishna. Why like Krishna? The birds of the same feather flock together. Krishna is Damodar. Damodar adhara sudam api gopikanam. Why is Krishna Damodar? Because he has a habit of stealing and therefore he was bound. So associating with that Damodar, this flute has also become Damodar. Constantly stealing the hearts of all the Brajbasis. Krishna would go into the house and steal butter. But the flute has the power. Now please understand, the flute is like the remote control. You see, you can sit somewhere and you can control the AC. Flaps upar, flaps niche, temperature down, temperature up. Or somebody controls, like let's say TV or whatever, through the remote. That is Krishna. Hands-free. He doesn't have to go to the house and steal butter. He can stay in the forest and use the remote control and gopis are running out from all the houses. Before in his childhood, he was only stealing butter. But when he grew up, he's stealing the gopis also. With the remote control called the flute. So, birds of the same feather flock together. Krishna is a thief, therefore he was bound, therefore he is Damodar. Now the flute is also a thief, stealing the hearts of everyone, and therefore he is bound to the lips of Krishna. He is not leaving the wooden grinding mortar of Krishna's lips. Therefore, Damodar adhara sudam api gopikana. So the gopis are saying, this flute is causing so much havoc, we need to steal this flute. Acha? We have to steal this flute? Okay. We will steal the flute. They went and stole Krishna's flute. Now Krishna wakes up from his nidra. Hi, hi, where is my flute? Where is my flute? He came to Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal said, yes, I am a Brahmana. I know Jyotish Shastra. Yeah? I know Jyotish Shastra, so I will help you. I will help you. I am a Brahmana, so I can calculate. So Krishna says, you really know all this? Oh, yeah, yeah. I know a lot of mantras. So Madhu Mangal took his Brahma Ghat in the Gayatri. He started chanting some mantras. Then he started looking at the stars and started drawing something on the sand with his finger. Then again he looks up. He's calculating something in his mind, making some houses and putting some stone around like this. Krishna's thinking, what is he doing? Then Krishna said, okay, who stole? Madhu Mangal said, after my calculations, I have realized the gopis have stole the flute. Krishna said, well, I knew that. I'm asking which gopi? You didn't make it any easier. Because Shatakoti gopi, there are millions of gopis. You just got it down to millions from billions of Brajbasis. I knew it is the gopi. Which gopi? Madhu Mangal said, for that I need to do Prashna chart. Deeper calculation. Krishna said, I don't trust you. I don't think you know all this. I don't think you know. By then the news goes to the ears of the gopis that Madhu Mangal is calculating. So Madhu Mangal doesn't know what to do. So secretly, without the gopis knowing, Madhu Mangal drafts a plan and he steals the flute and gets it back. And he tells Krishna, well, I couldn't understand which gopi, but I got the flute for you. But this time I will not give it to you. I will keep it with me. I will hide it. Because if you keep it, they steal it. If I have it, they can steal it from a Brahmana. They are afraid. This is Gopavansha. They will never steal from a Brahmana. So I will keep it. Now the Sakhis got to know that Madhu Mangal has stolen. Bansi Chorni Leela. Continuing the discussion ahead. Madhu Mangal is keeping the flute. The gopis trick him. When he's asleep, they steal the flute again from Madhu Mangal. So Krishna, next day he comes and tells Madhu Mangal, can you give me my flute? Madhu Mangal realizes that he has lost the flute. Madhu Mangal says, I am very sad today. Krishna said, did they steal the flute from you? Huh? Mother Mangal said yes. Krishna said, what kind of Brahmana are you? Brahmana means two things. They must be very grave and they must be self-controlled. You are the opposite of both. You are not self-controlled because you are always eating laddus. And you are not grave because you laugh the loudest. Madhu Mangal goes around Krishna making funny sounds. He makes different sounds, putting his hand under his armpit and playing around, cutting jokes, laughing. So in this way, the flute leela continues. But the point I wanted to make is Madhu Mangal and Krishna, when they come together, oh, they cut so many jokes. They make fun of everybody. And finally, Krishna makes fun of Madhu Mangal also. Madhu Mangal tries to make fun of Krishna. Then all the friends of Krishna come together and one holds the feet of Madhu Mangal, one ties the shikha to the tree, and they start stealing all the laddus that he has kept. Madhu Mangal, in this deplorable, unconditional way, he says, if you trouble a Brahmana, I will curse all of you. Now, your mantras and your curse doesn't work. I have tested it, Krishna says. So in this way, his adharamritam, Krishna's smile, Krishna's jokes, his storytelling, his riddles, his alliteration, his prasadam, the betel nut that he has chewed, his flute sound, even when Krishna kisses Mother Yashoda on the cheek, everything is adharamritam, very sweet. Now look what the gopis are saying. Hey Dhanvantari Shiromani, this is explanation to Surata Vardhanam that Ramananda Rai chanted to Mahaprabhu. Hey Dhanvantari Shiromani, when you came as Dhanvantari and Mohini Murti, what did you do? You got some herbs and you got some nectar and you started distributing it. But that is all nothing compared to Krishna Leela. Here, ang pratyanga, every part of your body is dripping oceanic explosion of nectar. Hey Dhanvantari Shiromani, you are like a doctor. And we gopis are your patients. Brindavan is your clinic. Where you distribute the medicine of the nectar of your lips. We are patients who need the medicine of your smile, of your glands, of your words, of your prasadam, of your adharamrita, and you are the doctor. Krishna said, Acha, what do you know about my medicine? Why do you need my medicine? So the gopis are saying, Surata Vardhanam, Shokanashanam, Swarita Veduna, Sushtu Chumbitam. Because your medicine has three characteristics. First, when someone has your prasadam, adharamritam, surata vardhanam, their body gets nourished. At the same time, their soul gets nourished. So this is adharamritam with respect to mahaprasad. I hope everyone's in line with what discussion is going on. Mahaprasadam is adharamrit. So surata vardhanam, the gopis are saying with that as the medicine, it nourishes the body and it nourishes the soul. Second, shoka nashanam. It destroys the hunger of the stomach and it also destroys the hunger of the heart. It reduces hunger, it also reduces lust and anger and envy and also the pangs of separation. And third, sushtu chumbitam. It is also very sweet. Medicine in this world generally may destroy the illness, but not necessary it will be sweet. And if it is sweet and destroys the disease, not necessary it will nourish the body. It may just take care of the illness. But Krishna, your Mahaprasad has three characteristics. It destroys hunger of the belly and the heart, Mahaprasad. It nourishes the body and the heart, and it is also very sweet. Krishna says, Acha, how do you know all this? Where did you see the poster advertisement of my Mahaprasadam, Adharamrit Mahaprasadam? The gopis say, classic example of the efficacy, the capacity of your medicine working is the life of the flute. The flute is a thin, full of holes, dry, small, rejected piece of bamboo. And now when the adharamrit has gone into the flute, now what has happened? The flute has gotten longer because Krishna has different types of flutes. When he started playing the flute, it was a small flute. Now when he plays, it is a big flute. So the gopis are saying, by your adharamrit Mahaprasad, this flute which was small has become long. That which was full of holes is now full of ragas. That which was dry has become very rasic. that which was found in the forest, fallen, rejected, is now carried in the hands, on the waist, on the lips, in the life of Rasik Shekhar Rasraj Shri Krishna. If the medicine of the nectar of your lips has the power to transform the life of a flute, what to speak of human beings? Not just that. Imagine, if the medicine is working on the patient and the patient becomes healthy, now if this patient who has become healthy starts becoming medicine in the life of others, that is another level of medicine, therapy. Now the flute has these three qualities of the medicine of Krishna's lips. Surata Vardhanam. Those who hear the flute, their spiritual life starts getting nourished. Shoka Nashanam. Those who are dying in this illness of separation from Krishna, hearing the flute nourishes and destroys that. And Sushtu Chumbitam, it is very sweet to the ear. Bhavaushada Shrotra Manobhirama. So, two levels. The dry piece of wood has become very tasty by the medicine of Krishna's lips. And now that carries the touchstone quality of Krishna's lips. And now it is influencing others. The gopis are saying, Krishna, please give us your smile. Please give us your Adharamrit. Please talk to us. Please sing with us. Please give us your chewed betel nut. In this way, te Adharamritam, please give us. If it can transform the life of the flute, we also need your mercy. So Krishna says at that point, itara raga vismaranam drinam. Before the doctor gives the prescription, he says there is something that you have to avoid also. Imagine if you take the medicine and you continue old eating habits, it will not work. That's fine. Koti Surya Samaprabha. Very nice. No harm. It is also telling me that class should end very quickly. You're taking a long time. Anyway, she's the daughter of the sun god. So they are in home ground advantage. Maam punatu sarvada Aravinda bandhu nandini. Class may go in a different direction now.
What were we speaking?
Itara raga visma. I see vismaranam. Itara raga vismaranam. I forgot the context. So the doctor, when he gives a medicine, he also tells the patient the medicine will work only when your old eating habits are lost. Imagine if somebody continues to eat oily food and eats food from the, you know, like from the sidewalk, and then takes medicines also, the person will not recover. So he has to give up the old eating habits and then take medicines, then it will recover. So Krishna is saying, I am ready to give the medicine, but you should give up some bad habit. So the gopis are saying, so what is that bad habit that we have to give up? Krishna says, pati mukha. You should stop seeing the face of your husbands. If you continue keeping all bad habits, then this medicine will not work. Pati mukha is the thing that you have to give up. That's the bad old eating habit. So gopis are saying, oh, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because the flute is such, the medicine is such that it drags us to the clinic, the flute sound. Then it already makes us forget everything. Mahaprabhu is drawing parallel to Mahaprasadam by saying, this Mahaprasadam has all these qualities. It nourishes the body, it nourishes the soul, it destroys the hunger of the belly, it destroys the lust of the heart. At the same time, it's very sweet. And itara raga vismaranam drinam. After having Bhagavan Mahaprasadam, no one can have meat or onion or garlic or any of that from outside. Vismaranam. Krishna, after saying this, he says, okay, I'm ready to give my medicine, but do you have your fees? Did you get your purse or wallet? Did you get your money? Because no doctor gives free. So the gopis are saying, Vitara Veera Naste Dharamritam. What Veera? Your Dan Veera. Every hospital may have some free beds for charity. O Krishna, as Vamandev, when you touched your lotus feet on the head of Bali, Danavendra Mahabali, he became Danvir. The one who stands opposite to you, Karna, he becomes Danvir. Then what to speak of you, who can create the whole world and give it out in charity? Vairagya is one of your qualities, my Lord. So therefore, giving something free as Danvira, being the doctor, you may have some free beds in your hospital for such rogi patients like us. In this way, the gopis are relishing Suratavardhanam Shokanashanam Swarita Venduna Sushtu Chumvitam. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam are interwoven. Because the heart of Krishna and the pastimes of Krishna are non-different. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the heart. And what is in the heart is the activity. Because for a sadhu, there is no difference. So, the activities of Krishna, the words of Krishna, the heart of Krishna must always be in sync. Because he is Jagadguru. So, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita are always interwoven. So, Mahaprabhu hears this explanation. It is described. He falls in ecstasy. Remembering the verse glorifying the flute which carries the qualities of the nectar coming from the lips which the prasadam has tasted. So, seeing the prasadam, look how many layers of nectar. We are tasting, the tongue is tasting, let's say, the ingredients. But Mahaprabhu is going beyond. He is going beyond the ingredients and going deeper. Why is this having this taste? Because it has touched the lips. Then what is the quality of Krishna's lips? What is the quality of others who have touched Krishna's lips? Like the flute. Mahaprabhu is relishing. He is remembering Mother Yashoda's cooking. Remembering Radharani's cooking. Dear devotees, when Mother Yashoda cooks, when Radharani cooks, they cook so many preparations for Krishna. They make sweets for Krishna in the shape and sizes of flowers. Radharani, when she cooks, it is described. Mahaprasad ka vishay hai, isliye hum keh rahe hain. This is the longest introduction before Mahaprasadam is served. We are discussing on the science of honoring Prasad. When Radharani cooks in the kitchen of Mother Yashoda, it is described Radharani enters the kitchen with all her Ashtasakhis and it looks like mother duck followed by her ducklings. Have you seen a duck jump and then mother jumps and the duckling also jumps? They all keep moving in the water. So Radharani is the mother duck. Matra Shiromani, Raghunath Das Goswami describes. Radharani goes like the mother duck and the Ashtasakhis are like the ducklings following into the kitchen of Mother Yashoda. And there Mother Yashoda gives all the sakhis the menu, the cuisine, the ingredients and the cooking style except for Radharani. For Radharani, even the wood that is given for cooking is sandalwood. So that when she cooks, the fragrance of the sandalwood entices the senses of Krishna. Then it is described Radharani never speaks while cooking for Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti describes Radharani cooks for Krishna with that level of deep attention and maun, silence, like the Brahmana is absorbed chanting his Diksha mantras. So with that focus, Radharani is cooking. And after she finishes cooking, mountains and mountains of rice preparations are there. Waterfalls of sweets. So many wonderful savories, so many sabjis, so many different types of chapatis, so many different types of sabjis. And in the sweets, it's a whole different kitchen altogether. Smaller flower-like sweets, bigger flower-like sweets. There are sweets in the size of fruits. There are sweets in the shape and the fragrance of flowers. So there's a sweet which looks and smells like a lotus flower. But when you chew in, it gives the taste of a mango burfi. Unbelievable. And then it is described, there are some sweets that Radharani cooks, which are in the taste of powdered moonlight. We'll repeat that. And there are some sweets that Radharani cooks, which are in the taste of powdered moonlight. Whew. And after she finishes, Mother Yashoda goes through all the ingredients and it is described before a war, just like the commander-in-chief looks through the army. Mother Yashoda, like the commander-in-chief, looks through all the ingredients before the war begins between Radharani's loving service and Krishna's loving reciprocation in the form of honoring. Mother Yashoda calls Krishna and Madhu Mangal to sit and start honoring Mahaprasadam. And as Krishna sits, he starts looking through all the preparation and for about 5-10 minutes, he's just looking. Mother Yashoda says, Krishna, will you just keep looking? Yes, you are Angani, yes, Sakalendriya Vritti Manti. You can eat through your eyes, but not in Braj. Are you just going to keep glancing at these ingredients or are you also going to eat them? The problem in Krishna's consciousness is these ingredients are so artistically arranged that Krishna doesn't feel like breaking the arrangement and breaking them to pieces to eat. But at the same time, the tongue is so tasty that he wants to eat. But at the same time, the eyes are so tasty, he wants to see. So the eyes and the tongue of Krishna are fighting. I want to see the structure, I want to honor the taste. I want to see the structure, I want to honor the taste. And in this battle, Mother Yashoda blows the conch shell. Hey Krishna, if you continue to just look, keep looking like this, I will never again call Srimati Radharani to cook for you. Just hearing that, tears stream from Krishna's eyes and they block his vision. Now the only thing that is turning him is the tongue. So he starts to eat. Krishna starts to taste. And as Krishna is tasting, the ingredient that Krishna tastes on the tongue that goes through his throat into his stomach, Krishna's heart is tasting the loving emotions that Radharani put in her preparation. What was she thinking? Anyway, we know the consciousness travels through fire. Keeping that Siddhanta intact, Krishna is remembering Radharani's consciousness and her emotions as he's cooking, as he's tasting. And what was Radharani thinking? Ah, ha, ha, ha. Radharani's thinking, all glories to the... all glories to the cows of Vrindavan, Radharani is thinking, who have lovingly given their milk with which I can make this. But then Radharani thinks, but all glories to the grass of Vrindavan which fed as food to the cows. Therefore the cows could give the milk with which I can make the sweets for Krishna. But then Radharani feels, all glories to that hill, Sri Govardhan, who gives his bodily hair as the grass to feed the cows. Who can give the milk? And with the milk I can make. Therefore Radharani says, Haridasavarya. All glories to the greatest devotee of Vrindavan, Sri Giriraj Govardhan, who has given his bodily hair as the grass to feed the cows. The cows have given the milk. With the milk I am cooking. And Radharani is thinking like this. And with all her heart she is cooking for Krishna. And as Krishna is tasting, he is tasting what Radharani was tasting, thinking about what the cows were giving, thinking about what the grass offered, thinking about what Govardhan offered. Coming back to Radharani's bhav, Krishna as Rasaraj is tasting all the rasas, not just on the tongue, but the rasas of the heart. Dear devotees, in Gaur Avatar, Radharani's cooking bhav and Krishna's relishing bhav comes in one form. And when Mahaprabhu sees the prasadam of Jagannath, he's seeing through the eyes of Radharani, this has been tasted by my Shamsundar. But at the same time, through the eyes of Krishna, oh, how wonderfully this has been prepared by Radharani. With all these moods, with the if the aroma of the Bhagavan Mahaprasad into the nostril of Mahaprabhu can create so many rivers of meditation, what to speak of actually tasting it? In this way, dear devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes continue. Chaitanya Lila Ratnasar, Swarupero Bhandar, Thaila Raghunathero Kante, Taha Kichu Je Shunilo Taha Iha Vistarilo Bhaktagana Dilai Bhete. This nectar of Gaura Lila continues eternally. Chaitanya Lila Amritapur, Krishna Lila Sukarpur, Dui Milis Hoye Su Madhurja, Sadhu Guru Prasade, Taha Jai Aswade, Te Jane Madhurya Prachurya. Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela, when they mix, it is the explosion of nectar. Krishna Leela are the blue waters of the ocean. Gaura Leela are the golden sand of the beach. And the discussion of Harikatha are the waves of the ocean coming into the shore and dragging some sand particles in, while at the same time, from the perspective of the ocean, it is the waves of Krishna's sweetness coming and touching us. So in Gaura Leela, the devotees are relishing the waves, and in Krishna Leela, they are dragging the experience of Gauranga Mahaprabhu back to Krishna Leela, mapping Chaitanya Charitamrit to Bhagavatam and relishing Bhagavatam by the devotees in Chaitanya Charitamrit. Gaura Premanande.
His Grace Amarinder Prabhu ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Amarinder Prabhu. generally when we hear Chaitanya Charitamrita, this Antyalila chapters, so there is some kind of discomfort. We are not qualified to read through this very esoteric pastimes and descriptions, but you have made them so relishable, and especially Suratavardhanam, Shokanashanam, Swaritaveduna, Sushtu Chumbitam, the way you have elaborately described that shloka for about half an hour, it went like half a minute for us. So last 3 days we are actually experiencing Chandra Chandana Yor Madhye Shitala Sadhu Sangati. Right, it's really cool. Although Sun God Vivaswan is showering his rays, still you are showering your cool rays of ecstasies, your devotional ecstasies. So how much you have relished all these pastimes is clearly visible, audible when you are speaking Harikatha with expressions, with such wonderful expressions, relatable expressions. 2 hours passed like 2 minutes for us. So thank you so much, Prabhu. Actually, I'm quite speechless. And although there is a lot that we can speak about you, your wonderful presentation just made me completely speechless. I must offer my humble obeisances to Shyam Chandra Prabhu and Mataji for giving this precious gift in the form of Amarendra Prabhu to this ISKCON community. So Amarendra Prabhu is nourishing the hearts of so many devotees, millions and thousands of devotees. So really, when we hear Harikatha from him, we are really immersed in the nectar of Krishna consciousness. He will really make us Krishna conscious. Hearing his YouTube classes is at one level, but hearing live, sitting right in front, last 3 days, is of a different ananda only. Thank you so much, Prabhu. And his brother is getting married tomorrow. And Mathu is also served here for such a long time. So your family is definitely an integral part of Govardhan Eco Village. You can please keep coming. Although we have been interacting on phone for a long time, but somehow this year, 2023 and 24, are quite fortunate years that we could get your personal association. And Prabhu also has great attachment to Radha Vrindavan Bihari here. He writes poems on Radha Ban Bihari. He writes poems on Radha Vrindavan Bihari. He writes poems on Radhanath Maharaj. So although he is somewhere in America, still Govardhan Eco Village is integral part of his heart. And the devotees also, devotees here, he loves them so much. No, your turn is over, Prabhu.
No, about Jeevi. About Jeevi.
Please, please, sorry.
Actually, about Govardhan Eco Village, aapki baat ko nahi kaatunga, Prabhu. Not to... it is actually true that my aspiration, real aspiration, is to join the Vidyapeeth program and study here for classroom course. For I always keep asking Gauranga Darshan Prabhu, when is the next enrollment, when I can come, and maybe 2 to 3 years if I can sit with all of you, stay here, study Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, attend the morning program, serve the Vaishnavas, walk through the Vrindavan forest here. It will be a great fortune to see Vrindavan Bihari every day. I think Radha Vrindavan Bihari are a revolutionary deity, in my opinion. I may be wrong with respect to the opinions of others, but I am just sharing my heart. Because other deities, when we see, naturally, there are times when we see, oh, Radharani is dressed very beautifully, she looks very beautiful. Even on the altar, Krishna may get eclipsed, secondary. But here, Vrindavan Bihari is so beautiful, I have to reconsider my opinion. His hips remind me of Gopinath, his complexion remind me of Radha Madhav. And he's so young, so youthful, the way the pagdi is tied, the way even the earrings are, and sometimes the peacock feather on the elbow, and very beautiful waist belts on the waist. Everything is so beautiful, and Radharani, and then Mahaprabhu also installed later. So I think this is, in my humble opinion, the best place to cultivate Krishna consciousness. Because it is close to nature, you're away from the materialism of the outside world. Very wonderful recreation of Vrindavan forest. Even when they talk on the golf cart, they say, "Haan, Gokul mein utar dunga, Nandagam mein utar dunga, Haan, Giriraj, yahan pe Puchrika lota." It's like Vrindavan. It is Vrindavan, manifesting from the heart of Srila Radhanath Maharaj. So an association of devotees, Bhagavatam is the center, Vaishnav Seva is the mood. All limbs of bhakti are there. Morning program, evening program, classes are there from so many qualified Vaishnavas.
So someone like you should come and say all these things so that we realize our own fortune of being here. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Those are working here whole days on site for 8 hours, 10 hours. So when they hear you, we'll realize how fortunate we are. Thank you so much, Prabhu. So you please keep coming here as many times as possible in the
hopefully
year.
Hopefully move in someday.
Yes, yes, Prabhu. We'll be happy. You can stay here. You don't have to go back also. Thank you so much for this nectar last 3 days. I will hope to hear more nectar and some exclusive sessions for Vidyapeet. Last time he promised to speak on Gopi Geet, but somehow with the transcendental arrangement of the Lord, the topic went into a different style. But we got one shloka. If one shloka, if you can speak so much about Gopi Geet, the remaining 19 shlokas, I don't know how much nectar is there. We need to have 20 sessions for that. Thank you, Prabhu. Please keep coming and sharing nectar. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I will tell you.